I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with your worldwide news update. In his final UN General Assembly appearance and one of the last international speeches of his career, U.S. President Joe Biden Tuesday made a plea for the United States to stay engaged with the world. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
As he caps a nearly half-century career,
I've seen a remarkable sweep of history.
And the president says it's taught him today's troubles will pass if America and the world work together.
We are stronger than we think. We're stronger together than alone.
In a wide-ranging address, the president said there's still room for diplomacy to end Mideast violence.
In fact, it remains the only path.
And urged other nations to keep backing Ukraine in the Russia war.
We cannot grow weary.
It was one of his last high-profile chances to rally support for Kyiv, which could be in doubt if Donald Trump wins in November. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Israel bombarded Hezbollah militant targets in Lebanon again Tuesday, with the death toll from airstrikes mounting to 558, along with another 1,835 injured. At a Tel Aviv news conference, Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer confirmed Israel struck 1,600 of what he said were terror targets in Lebanon. Mentzer asserted video of the subsequent explosions show the strikes hit their targets.
The images prove that Hezbollah are hiding arms caches inside civilian homes. We see secondary explosions of Hezbollah weapon stockpiles, of munitions, of long-range cruise missiles, of drones, rocket launchers, thousands of them, all located in the heart of civilian populations inside Lebanon, all of them prepared for immediate launch against Israel.
Hezbollah claims it does not place military infrastructure near civilians. This is VOA News. In New York for the UN General Assembly, Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky met Tuesday with representatives of American businesses seeking investments for Ukraine, particularly in the energy sector. Over the last 2 months, Russia has focused attacks on Ukraine's energy grid, leaving the country in a difficult situation heading into winter. Zelensky told the businessmen the nation's energy grid is under attack every day.
Closer to the winter, we can lose people. Our citizens, they can think how to go abroad, because it's understandable, the biggest challenge, what to do when you don't have electricity. So one thing it's during the summer, another thing is closer to the winter. So it's heating, it's not only electricity, it's connection, it's phone, everything, that is your life.
In a report last week, the International Energy Agency said Ukraine has lost more than a third of its energy capacity to Russian attacks. The European Union responded, offering Ukraine about $180 million in energy funding, $111 million of it coming from frozen Russian assets. A new survey indicates U.S. consumers are feeling less confident about the economy and employment. AP correspondent Ria Follet reports.
We're feeling less confident and concerns about jobs are rising. That's according to a new survey from the Conference Board, a business research group. Its consumer confidence index fell in September from August to 98.7 from 105.6. That is the biggest month-to-month decline since August of 2021. The Consumer Confidence Index measures not only Americans' assessment of the current economy, but also their outlook for the next 6 months. The labor market has been loosening lately, with jobs numbers steadily declining recently. I'm Rita Foley.
Tropical storm Helene formed Tuesday in the Caribbean Sea, and U.S. forecasters say it will strengthen into a major hurricane while moving north towards the U.S. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says hurricane watches have been issued for parts of Cuba, Mexico, and a stretch of the Florida coastline, including Tampa Bay. A tropical storm warning has been issued for parts of the Florida Keys. In a briefing Tuesday, National Hurricane Center Deputy Director Jamie Rome says the tropical system in the Caribbean is strengthening and expected to threaten Florida's Gulf Coast later this week as a major storm.
The new updated hurricane forecast has it as a Category 3, on the Saffir-Simpson scale. That is a major hurricane from a wind perspective. As it approaches the Florida Big Bend Thursday afternoon.
At last report, the storm was located 270 kilometers southeast of the western tip of Cuba and had sustained winds of 75 kilometers per hour. It was expected to strengthen into a hurricane on Wednesday. That wraps up this update, but the world and the news never stop. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.